those memories of you guys had to go through about a year ago?
I'm not going to sit here and, you know, try to avoid y'all questions, but, you know, that's a, you know, a little touching situation for me, you know, and that, you know, in our locker room we had the same situation happen not too long ago. It's just a shame to know that we had to be reminded so quick, you know, the profile that we have and, you know, the target that we have on our back, you know, so... You know, it's a little touchy situation, and I don't want to say the wrong thing and piss people off, but, you know, it's just a shame that we had to be reminded so quickly and take another learning lesson.
You say target on your back. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's so many situations you fall into as a professional athlete where, you know, you might, you know, be out and you might step on someone's shoe or you might bump into someone, but you might apologize or try to apologize, but they might be having a bad day that day and take it out on you, you know, but your name is the one that's going to be all over the paper and all in on the TV, so that's the target. You know, we definitely targeted athletes and, you know, hey, that comes with the territory. We just got to be more smart.
Could you imagine like, trying to play a game after a circumstance like this? You guys... The only good thing was that the season was over, I guess, but these guys got to play.
You know, TD said something on NFL Network the other night that, you know, I kind of related to, and that was, you know, how could you, you know, sit there in a meeting and have put a game plan together or, you know, or just travel, you know, to a away game knowing that you're walking by that guy's locker or we go to a team meeting and you don't sit in that seat because where he used to sit or on a plane, that was his seat. You know, there's certain things that stays consistent. And, you know, every day those guys got to walk by his locker and walk by, you know, different things that's going to remind them of him. So it's going to be tough, and I can't imagine, man, because that's like I always tell people around me, you know, my team, we're all from different places and we all have different personalities. But when it comes down to it, we're brothers. You know, we see each other. Well, in college, you see each other 7 days a week. And professional, in the NFL, you know, we have one day off, and that's Tuesday, so we're seeing each other 6 days a week. I see these guys in the locker room more than I see my family. So, you know, they're like my brothers, and, you know, it's a bond there. It's a brotherhood.
Speaking of brotherhood in the game, talking about the game now this week, what's this team got to do now to get things going again?
You know what, man? Offense played good, defense played good, and even special teams, man. But it was just you can never put it down on one person or one play. But that Devin Hester, man, he's something special. And, you know, the game probably been a little different if he wasn't involved in that game. But, you know, I think we played fine, and I'm pretty sure everyone else thought we played fine. You know, 7 minutes left in the game, you know, we were up 14 points. And we let it slip. You know, we just got to learn to finish, and we got to learn now because we only got five games. We still have a chance, and we're good. We're good.
Safe to say, you've been working on special teams this week a little hard?
No. I mean, like I said, man, Devin Hester is just someone special. We have great talent out there, and we have great role players as far as guys that, you know, are here to run down on the kickoff and, you know, make things happen. It's just... You got to take your hats off to that guy. You know, you got to respect him. You know, there's different guys. There's guys all around the league that you have to respect, and he's one of them.
What about concerns about the red zone again? It seems like punching it in comes up more and more.
Well, I don't think so. We put up 34 points. I mean, Travis Henry's lucky, he's getting a little mad. It's my time, baby. No, I'm just messing around. But, we put up 34 points. You know, there's going to be times where we get down in the red zone and have to settle for a field goal, you know. You know, those guys get paid and those coaches get paid too. So, sometimes we might get out-schemed or we might get outplayed a little bit. But, you know, we still put up 34 points. Whenever you put up 34 points, you know, you got to be happy with that effort.
Brandon, has must-win mode arrived?
It's been arrived. Yeah. You know, we've been in the playoffs, you know, since, you know, week 8. So, you know, again, you know, we have another chance to get out there and prove ourselves, you know, and hopefully this be our statement game.
Coach Shanahan was asked you about you a few minutes ago, and he said half the battle is learning how to be a pro when you have as much talent as you do. What does that entail?
Who is he talking to?
Talking about you, just half the battle.
Me or the team?
Coach Shanahan was talking about you.
me as a person, individual, how did my name come up?
Just somebody asked, I think Jeff Jadia asked him about just your development or what.
Oh, yeah, it's Coach Shanahan.
Half a battle for young players learning how to be a pro. I mean,
oh, he's right about
how
that.
To be a pro. What does that mean?
Just learning how to handle all situations on the field and off the field. I think my biggest problem this year is just the distractions off the field, you know. People don't understand the type of lifestyle pro athlete has as far as off the field, not just talking about the glamour, but all the distractions, you know, family, friends, and just people in the community. You know, you're asked to do a lot, you know, so, you know, that comes with the territory, and some people can handle it, some people can't. Some people, it takes a year or two, and some people take a week or two. So I think I was one of those guys where, you know, I had to bump my head once or twice to finally realize that, you know, this is a high-profile business and, you know, I'm a high-profile athlete and, you know, it's time for me to step up to the plate and do the right thing.
Is the lifestyle worth, you know, playing football, is it worth all the sacrifices you make outside? Is your personal life so different?
Absolutely. I mean, you're making tons of money doing something you love. I mean, it's definitely worth it, you know. Now, practice, do we like to practice? No, we don't like to practice. Do we like to lift weights? No, we don't like to lift weights. But, you know, when you, it's a rush when you get out there under them lights on Sunday and you get a chance to run around and make plays. I mean, that's what we play for, is Sundays, you know, not the money, but, you know, just that rush and that feeling, you know. But some guys, you know, they might be in it just for a living, make a living, but, you know, I think there's a large group of guys in the NFL that's doing it just because they love the game.
Were you surprised at how much attention and how much of a spotlight you guys find as pro athletes?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, you know, if you look at it, you know, as far as a society's point of view, you know, we are role models. We are leaders, you know, whether we like it or not, you know. You know, I talk to my younger brother, you know, or I see my younger brother doing something. He's doing what guys on MTV or BET's doing, or he's doing what he sees NFL football player, basketball players do. So it's just one of those things where, you know, we're always being mocked and mimicked, so we got to do the right thing, try to be great leaders in the community.
Because, you know, YouTube and internet, you know, I mean, someone takes a cell phone picture of you. It's probably going up on the internet somewhere. Uh-huh. You guard yourself a little bit when you go out because of that?
Well, I think it's one of those things we have to learn how to do that. You know, some guys don't realize, you know, that we are being watched at all times, and no matter if you're the star player or you're a scout team player, that, you know, wherever you go, someone notices you. So you do have to take a little bit more, caution when you're out and make better decisions and have better judgment. But, you know, again, you know, there are rules to this thing, and, you know, you have to live right.
You basically got no control over whether, you know, a lot of things that happen when you're out, if somebody wants to take a picture of it or something, you know.
Well, I mean,
kind of that those days, you know.
Yeah, that's life. I mean, you know, people want to be around, you know.
Brendan's obviously very somber for today. Do you think the news of Sean's death has hit this locker room tougher than maybe everywhere else in the NFL, other than Washington?
Well, I think it's in every locker room, you know. You know, you look around the league and, you know, every locker room is feeling some type of way about it. And, you know, of course, you know, we dealt with it last year, this year, and, you know, we're still dealing with it. So, of course, you know, in our locker room, you know, hit home a little harder, but, you know, it's everywhere in the NFL.